want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Podcast Pendulum.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch it, man. Watch it.
You know how I know that you're gay?
Oh.
You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love it when balls are in my face.
That's gay?
You consider the possibility that God does not like you. He never wanted you.
In all probability, he hates you.
Batu, Rada,
okay then. That's it.
Recording? Yep. Oh my god. Well, this is Nate.
And this is Carlos.
And Caleb's here, but he's being a little bitch and doesn't want to talk. Fail.
Epic fail.
Fail. Well, Caleb's here. That's good. Caleb just stole Carlos' headset.
It's
sorry, Carlos.
Easier to take it from Carlos than Nathan.
I don't do anything either. I'm just bigger.
And this is Caleb.
What's Carlos gonna do now, you jerk? You're an asshole.
Carlos doesn't need to be in the podcast.
This is episode 69 of Podcast Pendulum. Hi, Carlos.
69.
Carlos can't be part of it. Okay. Okay, well, our hotline number is 1-206-350-3336. We have a message from Emily we have to play.
Oh, okay.
To download it from your computer.
Oh, hey guys, I'm back.
Huh?
Hey guys, I'm back.
Yeah, hey, Carlos.
Hi.
God damn you.
Hello.
Why was he so angry at him?
Hi there.
Hello. Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
That's from a comedian. Yeah. A ventriloquist. It's so funny. The human ventriloquist. He puts like a dummy mouth on someone.
A human dummy.
A human dummy.
And ventriloquists are usually human.
Wow.
Caleb has to pee.
Okay. My mouth. Who cares? Just go.
Go.
Wow. There's someone's in the house. You know, if you can't go to the fucking pee hole. What? So, Carlos.
What are you saying?
Show us MySpace. It's myspace.com/podcastpendulum. My MySpace is myspace.com/NTDG. Carlos' MySpace is myspace.com/CarlosNKG.
Carlos' MySpace is...
myspace.com/CalebProvost. He's too fucking late to come up with a name. myspace.com/CalebProvost. CalebProvost. Go stalk him. Don't fucking listen to us. They're not gonna. If anything, they do the opposite of what we say. Hey, hey, call in.
No.
Ooh, what you say? Oh, that you only meant well. Just cut you a little bit and stare at you. Ooh, what you say? What do they do if we fucking sound really dumb and epic like that? That song makes everything epic. I don't know why. It makes everything so fucking stupid and dramatic for no reason. Yep. Hey guys, what you say?
By the time you start reading this,
what you say? Oh, that you only meant. Hold on. Let me play a little sound from your guys' childhoods. Just that. That's it.
Let's see if they figure it out.
figure out what game that was. That's such. I remember that show.
Yeah, it was.
Hold on. Yeah, I used to fucking remember the head.
Yep.
It's a. Huh? What game is this, everyone? Just feel the fucking memories come flooding back, Carlos. Hold on.
Memories. That's the version I had too.
Me too.
Well, I can tell. I don't think the audience can really hear it.
Fucking cares. It's tough for us. Me on the bike. It's so fucking happy. Yeah. I'm gonna ride the bike right now just because it's so fucking happy.
My favorite thing is fly and surf.
Yeah. I haven't gotten fucking surf yet. I just fucking moved Snorlax.
Jerk.
And I caught him. I was fucking scared because I, you know when you get the flute, the bogey flute, you wake up Snorlax.
Mm-hmm.
Usually fucking smart people save it before in case they kill him or they don't catch him.
Yeah.
And I didn't save it, so I was fucking him.
first of all. No. 69, episode 69.
Well, that's
sexual innuendo. So I was fighting Snorlax, and I made him go to sleep. You know, he has rest, so he gets all his fucking energy back. Mm. I'm in Safari Zone. Holy fuck, I forgot. I'm right on the bike. But, so I was fighting him, and I made him go to sleep, and he had, like, a little bit of health left. And so, thank God he didn't wake up. I used 9 great balls on him, and none of them caught him. My last one caught him, and I kept pressing A to try to catch him. Cause
I do B.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes I do both, and like
I had to hold down B.
Sometimes I make the walking.
It's my little like thing.
Mine was pressing A or pressing B really fast.
Mine was
so
holding
I could press things really fast.
I had to hold it at the exact time, like right when it opened up to catch Pokemon.
Everyone has their own little thing. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Fucking Pokemon. It makes you so happy.
Makes you OCD.
Yeah. it made us fucking OCD. It makes you, like, have to do something at a certain time. So I was fighting him. Last great ball. Caught him. And I was so happy. I didn't even press any buttons. I was like, wow, I give up. I'm gonna fucking lose. And I put the Game Boy down, and it caught him. I was like, oh my god, I'm so happy. So I have Snorlax. I have to train him and get him up. I got a Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime.
His name's Marcel. Remember, get straight with that kid.
Yeah,
Abra. Yeah.
What? I love Abra.
Abra's fucking cool. I had to train with him, though. I can catch another one. You know, you can actually get Mewtwo. I mean, no, not Mewtwo. Fuck, you obviously can get Mewtwo. I mean, Mew. There's some way in the game you can, like, legit get Mew without cheating or anything. It's really hard to do. You have to do it, like, before you fight certain people, before you go to a certain city, you have to, like, it's fucking weird. You have to, like, yeah. I saw people doing it on YouTube, and people said it actually worked, so I was like, holy fuck. You have to be, like, in Cerulean City, and fucking, it's really complicated, a bunch of stuff, but it's really fucking confusing. But you have to catch an Abra, you get teleport, and you always do teleport, like, right as someone's about to fight you at a certain spot. Like, their exclamation mark goes off, but they don't see you, apparently, because you teleport away. And then it brings you back to the Cerulean City Pokemon Center, and you go back, and when you're on the bridge going up to Bill's house, if I don't know if you remember that, Bill, the guy, you fight like 5 people, you go up that bridge, all of a sudden, no reason, a fucking Pokemon, wild Pokemon, goes, screen goes black, and it's Mew. And it's Mew. And they put it in there, no cheats or anything. And you can fucking catch him. He's like level 7.
What?
And you catch him. Put him to sleep, he's yours.
He's a baby.
It's a baby. We should play a song, because I have to go. Wait, outside.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ooh,
so, first
song say, well.
The Joy?
Yeah, you have him on there?
I just downloaded both versions. Okay. So, first version, I guess?
Yeah. This song is called Show Me Your Genitals by John LaJoy. He's a comedian on YouTube, and it's fucking hilarious. And enjoy.
Women are stupid and I don't respect them. That's right, I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. Can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams, so why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist cause I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch, now take off your thong and show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Knock knock, who's there? It's me, wondering why you're not naked. Knock knock, who's there? Me again, still wondering why you're not naked. I wanna see your bum, I don't care what you say. No, I don't have feelings, cause feelings are gay. Something something in the month of May. Bitches love my penis cause it's really big. Girls' brains are much stupider than men's are, so they should always listen to us cause we're smart. Women are only good for 3 things: cooking, cleaning, and vaginas. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
I can give good sex to you. Cause I'm really good at sex. I can give good sex to you. Cause I'm really good at sex. Aw yeah, that's right. Shake your bums. I'm out of here. I gotta go have sex with a lot of girls.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, everyone, that was Show Me Your Genitals by John LaJoy. You can go to John LaJoy, that's John, J-O-N, and LaJoy, L-A-J-O-I-E, .com. That's his website. Or you can go to YouTube and search for John LaJoy. He has all his videos up there. Okay, everyone, hey, we got a message from Emily, too, my girlfriend. And let's play
and
the message now.
We'll play that now.
Hey guys, it's Emily. Listen, I was listening to the last podcast and I wanted to let you know that there's something that's been bothering me. Listen, Live Your Life is not by, it's Rihanna, but it's not by T-Pain. Duh, it's T-I, okay? Yeah, you get the T right, but I mean, come on guys, really? Get with the new music scene. And I actually happen to like that song. Yeah, I don't know. I know you guys have like some kind of like, judgment against it because it's using the Numa Numa song, but just think, like, they're envious of the Numa Numa song, so they used it, so why wouldn't you like them being envious of the Numa Numa song? And yeah, so it's T.I., not T-Pain. Yeah, you guys might want to get that right. Listen, I'm working on the fan page as of current, and I was talking to Nathan about maybe doing kind of like a magazine type thing online. And you know, maybe that would work out, but I really need to sit down with you guys and just, get some like interviews going or something like that. I have it in my notebook, but I, like you two, are slackers and will never actually do it, but I was just throwing the suggestion out there. So yeah, I thought the last show was a good idea. Was a good idea. What the fuck, Emily? It was a good show. It was a good show, and I really enjoyed it, and I definitely love you guys' message when I call here. Nice to know that you don't care about the feedback, as long as it's feedback. That definitely makes me happy. I love you guys, and I thought I'd just show you some love of my own by calling. Yeah, and once again, it's T.I., not T-Pain. Okay? But I love you guys, and I hope you guys have a great time in the next show. Okay? Bye.
Okay, thanks, Emily, for the message. Thanks, baby, for Emily. I don't even call her Emily anymore. I call her baby. That's all I call her.
We don't call her Emily either.
You guys call her. Yeah, you guys call her Elizabeth. Fuck you.
Yes. Oh, hold on. Caleb wants to say something to her.
Well, I just want to... I wanted to apologize for everyone, because we did say that the song Live Your Life was by Rihanna and T-Pain. It's actually not Rihanna and T.I., as she said, but it's fine. Caleb?
I hate you, Elizabeth. I'm going to punch you in the face.
When you punch her in the mouth.
Wash your back. No. If you leave a mean message about this, swear to God, I'll kill you.
Okay. Thanks, babe, for the message. And again, the number is 1-206-350-3336.
Call, leave a message.
Done.
Point out our mistakes.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, at least it makes the show better. Yeah. And, well.
We'll admit our mistakes, but we won't change our decisions.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the song?
Yes.
Okay.
And right now, Caleb and Carlos are having fun with Buddy Poke.
Yep. I'm trying desperately not to look.
On MySpace.
Are you done yet?
What?
Is he done yet?
No. I don't know. I can't see.
God damn it.
so far, what Caleb has done, he's kissed my avatar, and he put, it's not gay if balls don't touch, and Carlos blew a kiss at him and said, you know you like it, bitch. So Caleb wrote something back to Carlos. Let's see what it is. Carlos?
I'm loading.
Carlos? Carlos? I can see it in the mirror.
Bitch.
He kicked Carlos in the face.
Wait for it. Hold on.
Oh, good time. Where are
you? Carlos, you saw me. I just kissed Nathan.
Yeah.
Kissed me.
In real life. So, this is the fucking gayest episode of Podcast Punch ever. 69. Breaking things, Caleb does all of the time.
Now refresh 69, your page.
69. This is episode 69. Fuck is one of them. Let's see what... Okay. Ah, so what are you doing this week, Carlos?
Well, I've been getting you guys to the new job.
I love that. That's my favorite one. I did it to Carlos once, and it made me so happy. Overkill. Did you write overkill?
No.
Oh. It was fun.
Okay.
So what have you been doing this week, Carlos?
Getting all you guys to the new job.
Hopefully. Okay, is there any... Where'd you hear about it? Like, online or something?
My sister's in it.
Your sister's in it? And yeah. She makes money?
Yeah. Well, she's starting to make money. Her ex...
Isn't she a nurse?
No, my other sister. Remember I have two sisters?
Oh, yeah, the one with the fucking... with the big truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, her ex-boyfriend was in it for about a month now. He's been making a lot of money. He told her about it. She got into it. She just got her license recently.
Mm-hmm. And you have to go to people's... how do you do this? I don't understand. Like, do you go to people's houses?
You go to people's houses, or... I would suggest starting off with friends and family. That's all I'm going to do. Tell them to spread the word about what you do. Because I can't really say much on here, because I'm technically not allowed to...
It's a secret?
...talk about it until I have my license.
Your license for the thing?
My license.
Have a license?
I can't talk about, like, much of the work we do.
Okay, but...
I can say that we deal with, like, financial situations, stuff like that.
But you need a license to actually practice it?
You need a license from them to actually do it yourself, stuff like that.
Do you need a car license to drive to the places?
No.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Like a doctor's license.
Yeah.
Refresh!
You're a jerk. You're a dick. Not like a big dick, though. Just like a medium-sized dick.
Yeah. Kind of shrivelly.
Like, to the left.
Wrinkles?
To the left, yeah. A little wrinkly. Like, really, like, moss is growing on it. Yeah, short shriveling always to the left. He goes, how's it hanging? Short shriveling always to the left. That was a good movie. I love that movie. That movie and fucking, Me, Myself, and Irene. Good movies. It's a hilarious movie. Jim Carrey's funny in, like, everything, like, every common movie he is. He's
okay, you can refresh now.
Okay, so, yeah, we might be getting new jobs, hopefully, and we can probably fucking quit the hospital.
Yeah, finally. Get good money. Because I'm going to be working my ass off on this job.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go to as many people as I can. I'm going to hold myself out.
How do you... I'm confused. You have to explain it to me better after the show.
They'll explain it all to you much better at the Monday meeting.
Where's the meeting at?
Springfield.
So you're taking me? What time is it at?
Well, yeah, I'll bring it down here, and then my sister's going to take us up there.
Okay. What time is it at?
7:30. So we'll probably leave like around 7 or so.
I'm fucking calling out.
Yeah. I figured as much.
Yeah. I don't want to fucking... put me on floor. Bullshit. Fuck that cock and mouth. Yeah. Hopefully getting new jobs.
Yep.
And I, as you guys heard, I bought fucking Pokemon Red version.
And the Game Boy.
I lost my Red version.
And the Game Boy.
A long time ago, and my Game Boy. Because I had my Game Boy Advance, and it got like the star buttons, they got like
decimated.
So like worked and like worn that the top part started breaking off. So once the top part broke off, I couldn't click them anymore. So I was like, oh, that sucks. Can't pause my game ever. So I just bought a Game Boy Color and Pokemon Red, and I've been playing. So far, I played for 15 hours. And I'm in Safari Zone right now. Because I have to fucking find Surf, find that guy's fucking teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, his my teeth. God.
Just to get that damn HM.
Oh. And I don't even... Then you have to keep going back and forth to see, like, where in the Safari Zone, because I only have 500 steps. It's like, oh, my God, this sucks so hard.
You know what that reminds me?
What?
Oh, webcomic I saw when I stumbled around one day.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know about it because you didn't have stumbling on your laptop, bitch.
I don't. I'm sorry.
But anyways.
I was on Image Champ for 2 hours.
Basically, this girl goes to another girl and says, hey, you know what? I think the old Pokemon games actually predicted the outcome of the 2008 elections. And the other girl's like, wait, what? The hell are you talking about? And the first girl says, well, you know... think about it. Who's the first gym leader you fight? The other girl says, Brock.
Yeah.
And the first girl says, correct. Now, what do you get for beating him? Do you remember? And the other girl goes, if I remember right, the TM, Bide.
Yeah, you get Bide, yep.
And she says, correct. Brock, Barack, Obama, Biden. It's all so perfect.
That's funny. And then
the other goes like, that's cool. Your creepy fan theories are just out of this world.
That's pretty cool. Is it recording mine? Cause I hope
you got nothing. Yeah. Your shibby.
I just wasn't sure. It's paranoid.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's cool. Oh, God.
But yeah, randomness.
I love Pokemon.
The games. The games.
Yeah. Not real life Pokemon. Those are weird.
Yeah.
Hollywood, we never going down. It's the player. No, the player.
Up at the top.
It's player. The sound? The third button from the left? From the right, I mean? Third button from the right.
We're gonna be too late. Oh, okay, never mind.
Hollywood, we never.
I was gonna say, we're gonna be too late to get up and show you, but never mind. Nathan actually did it.
He's pissing me off. And Hollywood, we never going down.
But, yeah. So.
Let's play Show Me Genitals Part 2.
What else do we have to get?
Ooh, what you say? Oh,
probably doesn't really matter, but I'm gonna be getting a new phone.
Yeah, show me the phone while we play this song.
Okay. Try to.
I'm gonna grow a beard. I'm gonna grow my fucking goatee out again. It's pissing me off how fucking short it is.
I can't grow on the sides.
Really? You're so Asian. It makes me happy how Asian you are.
Isn't that when it's gotta go down here? Isn't that?
No.
Ancient Chinese secret.
It goes from right here all the way down. That's why it's really wispy. It doesn't grow on the sides. This is all shaved. And when you're Asian. Well, see, it's in your blood, Carlos.
Yeah. Well, technically, yeah.
Yeah, who in your fucking family is Asian? Is someone in your family Asian? Someone has to be. Like your great-great-great-grandmother or something.
Puerto Ricans are mutts.
On your parents' side.
Asian fucking workers.
Yeah, but I mean, someone in your family has to be Asian. Not someone you know.
In ancient times,
just someone in your family has to be.
When Puerto Rico was invaded,
someone has to be Asian in your family. Someone has to be.
Just like someone's Asian in your family, except it's not as defined in your.
Except I'm white.
Yeah,
and you're Asian.
So you're raped by more Englishmen. I was raped by more Asians.
Yeah. So basically. Rape. Oh, rape. Why is rape so funny?
It's always funny in the right context.
Yeah.
But anyways, the song.
What you say? This song is Show Me Your Genitals, Part 2, E equals MC Vagina.
A remix version of the song.
Well, it's not a remix, it's just like a sequel to it.
Yeah.
It's a completely different song.
Yeah.
But it's also by John LaJoy. It's like a sequel to the song we just played. And enjoy.
Yeah. I'm back, bitches. Women are equal and they deserve respect. Just kidding, they should suck my dick. Vagina, vagina. I wanna have sex with your vagina. Vagina, vagina. 2 + 2 = vagina. My love is like lightning. It gives girls orgasms. My dick is like an airplane. It gives girls orgasms. I'm the Wayne Gretzky of sexual stuff. I'm the Hulk Hogan of slamming muff. I'm the Indiana Jones of exploring crotch. I'm the Shakespeare of enormous cock. I'm the Helen Keller of having sex. No, wait, that's a bad example. Why did my penis cross the road? To get to the other vagina. Vagina. I wanna have sex with your vagina. 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 E equals MC vagina. I've got a present for you right here. Actually, it's not a present. It's my penis, and I like to call it the spear. Cause spears are long and hard, just like my penis. I don't like it when you talk, cause that just means you're not sucking my cock. Love is for girls and gays. If you wanna be with me, it goes one of two ways. Either you have sex with me, or you have sex with me.
I have really good sex moves that I learned in China. I'm a sexual tiger, and I feed on vagina. Vagina,
what?
Vagina,
what?
I wanna have sex with your vagina. Vagina,
what?
Vagina,
what
time is it? It's vagina. What's the difference between a girl's mouth and a girl's vagina? There is none. I want my penis to be inside both of those things. I'm a good sex man. Girls love my sex. I'm a good sex man. 'Cause my sex is the best. I'm like Jean-Claude Van Damme, but instead of fighting people, I have sex with them.
That was E equals MC Vagina, or Show Me Your Genitals Part 2, by John LaJoy. Hi, Caleb. If it's anything in this entire episode, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Okay.
It's your fault. Sounds like a personal problem. Figure it out. Make it work, Caleb. Make it work. Hey, Carl, just go. No one noticed.
I have nothing interesting to say. I never do.
That's fucked up. That's mean. Let's cut this wire. I love Silencio, he's so awesome. He's so fucking just mean. But it's...
Do you feel awkward talking by yourself?
No. Yes. Let's cut this wire. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. You don't think I'll do it? You don't think... I'll do it, man. I'll do it.
You know what I'm gonna do?
I don't know, man.
Play Left 4 Dead.
Okay. Mean? Jerk. I'm gonna cut something with this. Give me my pizza box. So I'm gonna cut it. Cause I have a knife. I feel like I have to cut something.
And by transitive property, you have to cut something.
Yeah. Never cut towards you, Caleb. Just so you know, so you don't get hurt. So you don't get hurt for future reference. Cause I know how young you are.
Yeah. And impressionable.
You download that song? The We Will Become Silhouettes.
Oh, yeah. Do I have that? I forgot if I downloaded it. No, I didn't.
It's fun. Our God damn it. Finally go. What are you downloading with LimeWire now?
YouTube.
YouTube?
Yep.
The song?
Yep.
Oh, do you have the thing that I have?
The conversion thing? Yeah.
The media converter? Yeah, yeah. It makes it so much easier. You can save it as a... Your nipple's showing, Caleb.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to slice your nipple off. Get over here. Get over here, Carlos. Nipple pizza, Carlos. I'm going to hold him down, but...
Oh, okay.
Nipple pizza, Carlos. We're going to slice it off and put it as pepperoni.
Yeah. Actually, that sounds rather gross.
That does sound rather gross, Carlos. Thank you, Tony. I'll get you some coffee control. Oh, Tony. So awesome. And the two random businessmen who own, like, the health club, and they make it seem like such a big deal.
Good job.
Pizza box on the ground. Okay, so... Hey, Caleb, what's in your pants?
It's best not to ask questions.
A penis, what?
It's best not to ask questions. just let it go.
Just let it happen. Okay, well, Caleb discovered the show called A Bit of Fry and Laurie, and it has Hugh Laurie, the actor from House, who plays Gregory House. It has him, and it's from the 80s, I think. It has him and his friend, Stephen Fry, and it's like a sketch comedy show from England, because he's British, if you didn't know. And it's just random sketches, and they're so fucking hilarious. And I downloaded the first season, and I burned it for Caleb. I downloaded the second season, and we were watching it, and it's so funny. And there's these two characters called Tony and Control, and they work for British intelligence, but they're really, like, dumb. They're so dumb. It's just no way to explain it. They're so dumb. Caleb. I'm gonna shave, Carlos.
Wow, The second I come on, you stop talking about the Biff Rad Laurie.
No, go ahead, we're just talking about it.
I'm
just talking about shaving as well.
Let's just change subject, that's cool, whatever.
I'm just talking about shaving as well.
Does shaving have anything to do with a bit of Ryan Laurie?
Fuck yeah. Hugh Laurie shaves.
Unless he's in house, he's not shaving.
He doesn't shave because he has 5 o'clock shadow and it's fucking awesome.
It's true.
So, a bit of Ryan Laurie. There's Tony in control. They work for Bridge Intelligence.
And they're so stupid.
They're so dumb.
And they're so calm about everything.
Yeah, they're so, like, not... They're so... Well, it's not really monotone because it's...
Monotonous?
They're just... Ah!
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
And that's
Tony.
It.
Tony, I'm a Russian spy. Excuse me, Control? I plan to overthrow the Queen. Oh, Control, I must alert the authorities. What the fuck? That's all he says. Yeah. What the fuck?
Damn, and double damn.
You haven't seen that. It's fucking random businessmen with giant sideburns. And they're just drinking all the time, and they're just talking about, like, business mergers and stuff, and damning everything. Damn, and double damn with a side of damn it. It's so funny.
If they had landed 15 feet to the right, they would have been alive today.
There's a scene, because there's an episode where, they like, make a joke, like, they have to be sponsored by a carpet company. And it's like, so they keep putting the carpet company in random sketches, and like, it doesn't make any sense, and it's so funny. And there's one part where it's a reporter, he's like, he's touching the carpet. He's like, this is a Tideman's carpet. Now I'm doing a Tideman's carpet test. They show two people jump out of a window, and they land not on the carpet. And he says, if these people would have landed 15 feet to the right, they would have survived by a Tideman's carpet. And it just ends. I was like, what the fuck? Wait, what? So funny.
It's amazing.
It's the most random. Then it just cuts away, and it's fucking random shit. It's so awesome. A Bit of Fry and Laurie. If you can find it on DVD. Like,
seriously?
Yeah.
Just look it up. It's amazing.
I don't think it's on DVD around here. I think it's on
Yeah, I've looked it up on Google.
Yeah.
Because I would.
Yeah. Huh. Well, the episodes I have are from the DVDs.
Yeah.
That's why it's such good quality.
It's so amazing.
Ooh, what you say? Ooh, what you... Only... I have to make
what
that now.
What you say?
Murderer. Oh my god. Murderer. Ooh, what you say? Ooh, that you really meant well. Have you seen that movie, Brain Scan? Were you here? No.
Brain Scan. It's about a guy that he's like a video game, and it's real life.
Yeah.
And he hit the foot in the freezer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. why am I going to slap for that?
Because, how do you know this?
Because I saw it on demand a while ago.
Good man. Shake my hand. Yeah, nope. That's where I saw it, too. Thank you.
That's the one.
You're the only
one
person who watches Fear Night as much as I do, then.
Oh my god, I love Fear Night.
Because no one ever fucking watches Fear Night.
Fear
there's
is
always
the best
a bunch
thing.
Of dumb movies on there.
And I watch every single one of them.
Oh my god.
Like, really? They're the cheapest movies. The Breed. Oh no, kids get on an island and there's killer dogs.
Yeah.
Like, what? Okay. Good for you.
No, remember. My shoes are dirty. Remember in Brain Scan at the end when, I think his name was Michael. Yeah. Like, his name was Michael, and the cop that's looking for him comes into the bedroom, and he looks at him and says, "Murderer."
Ooh, what you say? Ooh, that you only very well. It makes that song makes everything so dramatic.
It makes everything look really overly dramatic for no reason. It's so good. Drinking orange juice.
Ooh, what you say?
The scene from Death Note where he eats the chips.
What you say? Ooh, is that you really very well? No. Don't mess with L dying.
Ooh,
you can't. No.
Say?
Stop it. It's not funny. It's not funny.
See his eyes closing? Ooh, that you really very well. I love L.
I find no humor in that.
I love L.
Exactly.
It's a fucking beautiful scene when he dies, though. It's like one of my favorite scenes in the entire show.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. Yeah, like, everyone wants to see Death Note seen it already.
It's true. Except for me and Donald.
Well, because you don't...
Hi, Donald.
Because Donald gave up. Donald gave up on watching the show. Hi, Carlos. You're so far away.
Carlos,
I can't hear you.
Carlos, do you want the headphones back? Silencio.
Oh, that you only meant
I can't.
Well.
What are you... Hands. Movements.
Yeah, so I asked Maurice Del Taco next. He was in a few episodes. He was in Who Can Kiss More Women, Who Do Gay Guys Like More, and First Stop Saying Loses. Kenny Jr. I've never had a man whore love cock as much as you, Spencer. Take that cock.
Hi.
Take it deep. What?
Hi.
Hi. God damn you.
God damn you.
Hi. Oh, God. Search for Kenny vs. Well, search, First to Touch the Ground Loses. Just search those few words on YouTube, and because they can't put Kenny vs. Penny, because they'll get him taken down.
Yeah.
So you have to assume, you have to know that it's Kenny vs. Penny. So it's, yeah. Yeah, you search. Ooh, what you say?
I have an earling.
Yeah, so search for what?
I have an earling that you two will be shockingly
friends. I love it so much.
That's like my favorite character.
That's why I told you. I thought you're gonna love this new character.
The piranha. He even beats Homu. He beats Homu.
Yeah.
Out of the water. He blows Homu out of the water.
Helmut. It's another character that Kenny does. He's like a really pale Hitler Nazi guy. I don't even know who he is. It's so weird. Oh. But yeah. I don't even know his name. You know what? He's copying. Well, he's like a James Bond villain. Like
a combination of all James Bond villains fairly miserably.
Yeah, with Ryan. I love Ryan.
Ryan. Just like Ryan,
you're
toast.
Yes, you are. No, much like Ryan, you are toast. That makes me so happy because it's all puns. It's all fucking puns.
Yep.
I have an earring that you two will be shockingly friends.
Is that a goldfish?
Is that a goldfish?
It's a piranha.
No, he says like the
yeah, the and he goes, technical name.
A.K.A. the piranha.
It's just one piranha.
one piranha in a tiny little fish tank. He goes, known to eat a cow in up to 3 seconds. It's a school of them are, not just one.
Yep.
Show him the power of your jaws. Show him your carnivorous ways.
Plus like a piece of, what was it, like hot dog or something?
Yeah, he puts like little pieces like of a hot dog. I think.
It just ignores it.
It doesn't do anything. He just sits in the corner and just sits there. And he goes, try not to scream too loudly or wake the neighbors.
He puts the tank on the floor under him and just leaves.
He just leaves it there and drives away. Then it's gone.
I love that so much.
So awesome. Oh, I love them. I knew you'd like that.
So awesome.
Good times. Time are we at?
We are at 34 minutes.
Just play one more song.
Sure.
Do you have that song?
Yep.
Let's check if it works.
It should work.
Well, this song is called We Will Become Silhouettes by the Postal Service.
If you want to wait until we test it first.
No. Yes. Just play it.
Let's load.
Hold on.
Yes, I believe it's working, Nathan.
Okay, it works. Yeah, the song is... Are you eating paper? You eat paper? What kind of person are you?
I used to do that too.
How?
I never swallowed it. I just chewed on it for a little while.
I swallow. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, Caleb. You swallow all the time. Oh, yeah. That's all you do.
Good old episode 69.
Oh, Podcast Pendulum episode 69. We're not gay. We promise. That should be the name of the episode.
No.
No? We're not gay, we promise? No, it was not the name of an episode, Caleb.
Not yet.
I was going to be able to cut the screen of my laptop.
Want to know how I got these scars?
What?
Want to know how I got these scars?
No. No.
Why so curious?
Fuck. Oh my god. So play the song, Carlos.
Okay.
I introduced the song like 5 minutes ago.
I
said this song is called We Will Become Silhouettes by the Postal Service. Enjoy, and you fucking kept talking.
Yeah, you said the pulse and then you sidetracked.
Well, fuck you guys. I thought I said it. It's not fair. Go fucking play Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
All night.
We will.
I know.
Right after this song.
And I'm screaming.
We Will Become Silhouettes by the Postal Service, a band I just... We're coming back from it. Jerk.
Been there, done that.
We're coming back from it. Your mirror's getting all dusty.
Yeah.
I'm putting my fingerprint on it. Just one. There you go, one fingerprint. So in case you get murdered, that's the proof that I killed you.
Okay.
Even if I wasn't here.
All
right. Strand of hair.
Just see your DNA everywhere.
Semen.
All over.
All over the place.
On the ceiling.
Covered. Everything's covered in semen. Did you see that Dave Chappelle skit when he was actually... He used to be funny. He was like, I used to watch cop shows, and I used to imagine that there would be semen all over everything. It's so funny. He's like, and that... It was like something funny like that. It was hilarious. Like, oh, move the fridge out of the way. Oh, semen under here. Semen. That's so funny. Yep, semen. Semen on the corpse. Yep.
Yeah.
He was raped. Was he raped? No, just semen everywhere. It was so funny. Oh, good time. I haven't seen that for so long, though.
Yep. Just makes their head explode.
Just semen. It's like itchy, the fucking... remember that in the episode, Can't Wear Spenny? He's like, yeah, you love... He's like, I love my semen. Yeah, I bet you do. See you in the bathroom. No one's looking. Oh. That's so bad. That's so gross.
So we're gonna end the show here.
What?
We're gonna end the show here.
We're still going. I forgot we're still recording the show. Oh God! Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Podcast Pendulum with Nathan and Carlos. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you next week. Just the man who puts his words in the mouth of God and says it's absolute truth. It's lies and it smells like death. It's all in a thing.